The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now let's talk food. And we all did our share of baking during the lockdown, but here's a little more. Because an asparagus potato and parmesan tart with rocket and peanuts is the choice of executive chef at the Marker Hotel, Gareth Mullins. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pa. How are you?
I'm very well. So what have you got for us? This is it suitable for vegetarians but not necessarily vegans?
No, it's not suitable for vegans because we're going to be using a little bit of egg and parmesan cheese. You could use a vegan-based pastry if you wanted to make it. And you can adapt the recipe. But yeah, it's perfect for vegetarians. And I suppose with all this sunshine that we're having at the moment, I decided to do a nice little tart with some puff pastry because I just think it's a perfect lunch at the weekend to do. And by buying the chop-bought puff pastry, you really are kind of making your life a hell of a lot easier, but you'll still deliver big on flavour.
Okay, so what do we need?
So you're going to need 300 grams of shop-bought puff pastry, as I said already, an egg, 50 grams of melted butter, 16 spears of asparagus, and there's plenty of asparagus around at the moment because we're in asparagus season, as we know. You need 200 grams of mashed potato, which you can make, or even if you had some left over from maybe the dinner the night before, it'd be perfect. 50 grams of creme fraiche, 100 grams of parmesan cheese, some rocket leaves, some toasted pine nuts, and a little bit of olive oil and balsamic to dress those rocket leaves. So to make the tart, what you're going to need to do is preheat your oven to 180 degrees. And then you need two baking trays that we're going to line with a little bit of bacon or parchment paper. And then I want you to brush them with the paper with a little bit of that melted butter and sprinkle them with parmesan cheese. What this does, when you lay the pastry down, it's going to give the bottom of the pastry a beautiful cheese crust. So with that being said, what you need to do now is roll out your puff pastry and cut it into four rectangles. So they need to be a little bit narrower and longer. And then where it's going to be narrower, we're going to cut a 1 centimetre strip on either side. And then you're going to lay that strip back on top of the rectangle. So in essence, what you're doing is making a little border at either side of these rectangles of puff pastry. Then what you're going to do is brush them really well with egg wash. And then you take a fork and you just prick down the centre of the tart. And what this helps is when the tart actually cooks, the side where you put that little 1 centimetre strip on is going to rise up. And the centre is going to stay down because we pricked it with a fork. So then we need to think about the filling. So I want you to take that mashed potato, mix it with the creme fraiche and the parmesan cheese. So in essence, we're making this creme fraiche cheesy mash. Spread it down the centre of the raw puff pastry. And then we're going to lay on our pieces of asparagus on the top, sitting on top of the mash. So then you want to just drizzle the top with a little bit of olive oil and season it with a little bit of salt and pepper, a little bit more parmesan on the top, and then we're going to bake it in a hot oven, 180 degrees, for anywhere between 12 to 15 minutes. What you want to do is make sure that the bottom of the pastry is nice and crisp. It's probably the biggest mistake people make when they make tarts. They see at the top is all nice and golden, but the bottom of the pastry is all soggy. So make sure that the bottom of that pastry is nice and crisp. And then all you need to do is take it out of the oven. And as I said, I suggest serving it with a beautiful rocket salad dressed with some olive oil and balsamic vinegar. And then a few little toasted pine nuts over the top will bring a lovely earthy flavour into the dish for you.
Sounds absolutely lovely. I said peanuts earlier, it's pine nuts. The more posh, I suppose. Speaking of posh, how are things going in the hotel?
Things are going fantastic, Pat. It's brilliant to be back open and our outside dining areas are really doing very, very well. Our terrace downstairs, also with our rooftop, is... please don't come down without making a reservation. You can make your reservation and book your table at the Marker and we'd be more than happy to look after you. And look, from my end of things, I'm really excited to get inside dining open as well, which will be in the coming weeks. So it's brilliant to see all of my industry back up and doing what we do best. And we're really, really enjoying taking care of all of our local guests at the moment. We don't have a lot of international business as yet, but there is a lot of talk of that coming on as the summer progresses. So, really positive news story from my side of things. The guests are loving being back with us and we're loving looking after them, to be honest with you.
Well, great stuff. And let's hope we have no more interruptions in service for the rest of the year and beyond. Gareth Mullins, who's executive chef at the Marker Hotel, thank you very much for joining us.